You can tell I don't want to get back to Mr. Baselow, Basilow, Basilow. Because he, I mean, this reading of this torturous response to these babies, how anybody could, I mean, it just shows how deeply damaged, I mean, a millennia long, was this is the result of. So they want the complete suppression. And we have to read it. I have to keep reminding myself because this hasn't changed. All right. I will try not to interrupt again. Famous. Haven't I said that before? All right. Thus, all exercises that teach children self-control, that make them patient and persevering, aid in the suppression of inclinations. For this reason, all exercises of this sort deserve special attention in the exercise. I'm sorry, in the education of children, and are to be regarded as one of its most important elements, even though they are almost universally ignored. There are many such exercises, and EMF update. I am going to have to read this long excerpt, and I hate to end on with letting this guy have the last word. But we have to read this guy. We have to. All right. Thus, okay. For this reason, all exercises that teach children self-control aid in the suppression of inclinations. Oh, don't that make you cry? Children raised under this regime are not supposed to want anything. And remember what Mark Doty said, without longing, we wouldn't be anything at all. Anyway, continuing, for this reason, all exercises of this sort deserve special attention in the education of children and are to be regarded as one of its most important elements, even though they are almost universally ignored. There are many such exercises, and they can be presented in such a way that children gladly submit to them. You need only know the correct manner of approaching the children and choose a time when they are in a good humor. Can you, I mean, doesn't that just make your blood boil? You know, it's like an ambush. And I've seen this happen, you know, you just sort of, it's as if the parent is so angry at a, I mean, it's that whole misery loves company dynamic. You see a child full of joy, and then you just, you ambush them and you turn that joy to grief in no time at all, or to confusion. And so that's what he's describing. And remember what Alice said last week, that all of this gets forgotten and that the child just remembers the friendly manner. I'm interested in what she's going to say about addressing that problem of that we forget what was done to us when this whole process of the suppression or elimination of affect, because it has to have been done to all of us. And I mean, varying degrees. But I can testify that although I am not, by any means, I did not by any means receive anything like exactly this. Nonetheless, it took me a lifetime to recover me. And that when we talk about the suppression of affect, we're talking about the self, recovering who you are, feeling like you have the right to the feelings that you feel, you know? This is all of us are dealing with this problem. So how to recover that faster? I'm looking for her to give us some help with that, you know? We're not, we don't need, we can't do the hypnosis or whatever else I know she had some hypnotized. I remember my son saying at one point, but you would have, you, it would only, if you, hypnosis would only work if you had Alice Miller there doing it, right? Total. No, thank you. I mean, who do you trust out there? It's a big problem. All right. So children are ambushed when they're in a good humor and subjected to these tests of this sadist. So wait till they're in a good humor and then subject them to these exercises. An example is keeping silent. Ask a child, do you think you could remain silent for a few hours sometime without saying a word? Make it pleasurable for him to make the attempt until he eventually passes the test. Afterwards, and this is, by the way, remember that expression they use, laboring over the child? This is what they mean. This is the laboring over process. It's otherwise known as torturing the child. Afterwards, psychological torture. Spare nothing in persuading him that it is an accomplishment to practice such self-control. And I've seen some of these, the products, the results of this treatment in because I've made myself a nuisance to these Plato's tribesmen. I think a few of them have come out just, and I mean, they're these tribesmen's minions and them, who knows which is which, but the suppression of affect is of highly valued. I think in their minds, it makes them the personification of pure logic, pure reason. And this is the excuse they give themselves for torturing their children, and they do continue this sickness on and on, and will ad infinitum if we don't decide enough is enough and reclaim our lives so that they also can perceive an alternative. Their growth is not our objective, but it is a side effect of our reclaiming our lives, which hopefully they will avail themselves of in due time as we reclaim our lives. And as always, since I'm taking care of myself these days, I'm going to break early here. But as always, thank you so much for listening. And our love is here to stay. Power guys, do you hear that? Take it from me.